For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joel Gill. We continue to recap the state FFA convention, which wrapped up early last week at the U of M. Our area FFA chapters, a lot of great stuff going on. We go to Melrose FFA and Paul Punsock joining us. Paul, thanks for joining us. And are you able to catch your breath after a busy state convention this year?
Yeah, well, I've had a little bit of time, but right when we got back, then the Sync Show started, and I'm one of the MCs for that, too. So we also have track meets going on, so just right into more events, I guess.
Is it hard to believe you're a senior already?
Yeah, sometimes it's hard to believe, and then sometimes it's almost like it seems like it's dragging on, but it goes back and forth.
Well, I heard at convention you had a big year this year. You guys won some awards. You placed really high. Give us a little summary on how you did.
Yeah, we actually did pretty well. We're on the small animals team. It's me, myself, Brianna Dragseth, Spencer Van Beck, and Erica Duckhut. And we've been practicing for the city since September. And we did it last year, too, but we weren't as successful. But we've been practicing since September. And we went to the U of M Invitational in December, and we got fifth there, and then we kept practicing. And then we had our region contest, and we got second at that, and then we kept practicing. And then when we got to the state competition, we ended up winning it, so we are all very happy.
So how are you guys tested? Can you give us a little details on how that is?
Yeah, the competition starts out with just like a written exam. And there's 50 questions on anything from nutrition to anatomy to, like, equipment used with small animals. And then after that, we do an ID portion where we just ID small animals, which is dogs, cats, rabbits, fish, birds, and parasites. And we ID 50 out of 130, I think, animals. So it's a smaller portion that we just have to remember.
So you got to prepare for a lot, but you don't know what you're going to get, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Also, Paul, I was told you got your state degree. How was that experience like?
That was good, too. It's been something I've been working towards since I joined FFA. And so we start an SAE, and we basically start something in agriculture, and we just record our hours and our investments, and then also our egg classes we take, and then after you meet the requirements, then you get your state degree, which is a pretty big accomplishment.
So you mentioned you're a senior, too. What's the future? What's in store come fall for you, Paul?
I plan on attending the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and I'm not really decided on a major yet, but I know it will probably be in the engineering department. So
should be exciting, yeah, going to Wisconsin. And you know, we're going to lose you to Wisconsin. We just hope you come back, though. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
Paul, we sure appreciate your time. Congratulations on everything you guys received this year at the state convention, and congratulations on a great career at the FFA in Melrose, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. Paul Punsock joining us here on Chasm Radio from the Melrose FFA. For Chasm Radio, I'm Joe Gill.